This recording was made at the second Asia-Pacific OutGames Human Rights Conference, held in Wellington, New Zealand in March 2011.
I was interested in mostly the conference, but also a few sporting events too, like, for example, swimming, diving, and dance sport. I couldn't go to watch the dance sport, though, because one of the conference speakers wanted to give him a hand with his slides, so I had to do that instead.
Have you been to a conference like this before?
No, I can't say I have.
How have you found it?
I found it really good, mostly very interesting. One thing I can think of was the one yesterday afternoon, I think it was, on from the New Zealand AIDS Foundation about HIV, and giving us some stats about the state of the HIV virus in firstly Asia, then the Pacific region, then in New Zealand. It's pretty bad.
Were there other speakers that had a real impact on you?
Yes, other non-health related subjects, like for example, education is one that comes to mind. I've been to a few of those, like, on all 3 days. That's on Wednesday, Thursday, and today, being Friday. I found them very interesting too. I went to one of those, which was about people who, they had two different talks, or from two different groups. And firstly, they had people from the Gay Straight Alliance from three or four different schools who are in Nelson, giving their experience, and they discussed with us, the group, what are the pros and cons of having a gay straight alliance. And then we had a presentation or a speech from a group called WAKI, stands for Waikato Queer Youth. So that was quite interesting. They're quite different in that they've got their own building or their own premises in Central Hamilton. And they had four of their own members or young people come to talk to us, and they told us their coming out stories, thankfully mostly positive, so that was great to hear.
What do you think the biggest things that you'll take away from the conference are? I guess just in terms of the whole experience, the experience of being with 300 other gay, lesbian, transgender, bisexual people,
and maybe more so too.
Yeah.
So how has that experience of being surrounded by such a diverse group of people that are very positive, how have you found that?
I found it great. I found it very comfortable to be myself and who I am, and not have to pretend to be, well, somebody I'm not. Like, for example, straight. I can like, for example, I am out as a gay guy, so that's fine. I can continue being out, so that's great. Unlike other people who might not be as out, or as who might not be as comfortable being out as I am. One or two of I live in a flooding situation, basically, and one or two of my flatmates can be hard to live with sometimes. Because of, for example, that they might ask me if I'm going out, they might ask me where I'm going, and so can be a challenge sometimes telling them that I'm going to a gay event or to a rainbow event, especially with one of them who goes to Destiny Church. Like, for example, when I told one of them that I was planning to go to the Asia Well, he saw my Atkins bag, and he read out the text that he read on it, which reads the Senior Asia Pacific Outgames. And he asked me, what is the Outgames? And I explained to him what the Outgames is. And he asked me, why do you need to have an Outgames? Like, why can't just gay people, why can't people just go to the Olympic Games or Commonwealth Games?
What do you think the biggest kind of challenges are facing queer people in New Zealand today are?
I wouldn't say it's a thing. It's an issue or a challenge for me anymore because I don't go to school anymore. But for people who do, homophobia and bullying can be quite a big issue or challenge for a lot of them probably. Well, I think it would be.
If we were to skip ahead 30 years and somebody's listening back to this tape in 30 years' time, what would you like to say to them?
Basically, you're not alone in this world. If you are straight or gay or bi or bisexual or transgender, whatever you may be, again, I say you're not alone in this world or in this community. I have been through tough times and challenges, as you might too.